Scott, I'm doing great. How are you?
Well, I'm fine. He looks wide awake and alert. But this has been obviously most difficult situation you've been in before?
For me as a general manager, absolutely the most difficult, yes. Yep.
Obviously, it all started last week with the tornado coming through Wheeler Ridge. Again, it's amazing to see what you guys do. When the weather's terrible, everybody wants to stay inside. Your guys and gals have to get out.
Have to get out, exactly right.
And so people will understand, what is the first step when you have a wide-ranging power outage? What as a utility company do you try to do?
Well, the first, obviously, is to assess how much damage do we have and then try to concentrate on those areas where we think we can restore power to the most people with the least amount of effort. That's our first goal. And so we'll try to get lots of people back on because there might be little damage in some areas. And then, of course, in the obvious area like Wheeler Ridge where there was so much damage, it just took so much time. So we couldn't, although we were working in that area, it took a long time to get people on.
And I guess now you're to the point where you went through door to door because some people might be able to have their service restored in a different way than others would.
That's right. We ended up going door to door to let people know that in some cases it wasn't things that we could do to fix their problems. They just had so much damage to their structures and to their meter cans and those types of things that they needed to have an electrician come out and restore power. So we tried to go door to door and let everybody know that that was the case, that it was something that they needed to get fixed before we could safely restore power.
And then I think part of the transmission problem was the lines were just not accessible because there was so much water.
Oh, there was a lot of that, particularly on Thursday evening. We had so much trouble just getting to places to try to restore power. A good example was one of our line crews needed to come back to the office, and to get from Wheeler Ridge back to the BTU's main office took him 2 hours.
Yeah, because there's obviously traffic on the roads.
Yes.
Now, in talking to, I think, David Worley that day, fortunately, you had some extra hands on deck already doing work in town.
We did. We had two contracting crews. We had a local, Bear Electric. They were helping us out. But two contracting crews from out of town that were helping us do some other work. We put them on storm work. Big shout out to the city of College Station. College Station Utilities sent us some line crews to help us out, and that was a huge help, and also loaned us some equipment. So thank you to Timothy Crabb and his crew there at College Station Utilities.
Gary Miller joining us, general manager of BTU, and then talking to Jason Barfnick. Then they had water come into a facility that they had to get cleared out before it could get back up online. So
they did, and they had power out to a couple of those facilities. So that compounded the problem. But we got all those resolved as quickly as we could. But, of course, the flooding was just amazing. It was difficult to get to some of these things.
Now, how many people that are in livable houses are still without power?
I think the latest estimate that I heard was around between 50 and 60.
Okay. And, of course, the weather doesn't look good.
Well, that's right. We've got lots of rain coming, it appears, for the rest of this week. And I'm hoping that storm-wise it won't be so bad. If it's just rain, we should be fine. But if we get the high winds and, you know, hopefully not another tornado, but high winds could cause us some problems again.
Well, but I got to say, there's an outage map that's available for you to see. And I was just saying, ironically, my power is out this morning. But I was able to call, and, you know, when I called, the guy answered the question, told me what had caused it, and when the power would approximately be back. And that's, I guess, the smart meters, that helps a lot in that system.
Absolutely. The new smart meters and the outage map that we have now gives us so much more information than we used to have, and we're really dispatching crews to problems before we ever get calls from our customers. It's just a great thing.
Well, we're going to get rain. We can't do anything about that. Let's hope it doesn't exacerbate a system in a week that y'all will long remember, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
All right. Anything else?
No. Well, one other thing, actually. Yeah. BTU now has a Facebook and Twitter, and if you haven't looked at that, you should. We got so many positive comments from our customers and from the community over those two forums over this storm, and it was just amazing. And then the patience and the help and cooperation that the folks in Wheeler Ridge, actually residents in Wheeler Ridge, showed was just amazing. They were helping us as much as they could, and they knew that we had a job to do, and I was just very, very pleased with the way that went.
Gary Miller is the general manager of BTU. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you, Scott.
You bet.